Many of us book appointments to get haircuts for different reasons. You need a trim, maybe your color is fading, or you might want a new look to get over a bad breakup.
Time to make a change. Do it in the hair salon. Get a brand new look, and he will be gone.
A trip to your stylist can leave you feeling like $1 million, but looking good has a heavy cost. Beauty salons generate a lot of waste, from coloring dyes to high water use, not to mention a lot of hair.
So every minute that we're on this conversation, there's about just shy of 800 pounds of salon-specific kind of waste going into landfills. So that's all the hair clippings, the foils, the color tubes, aerosol cans, paper, plastic, the residual chemicals left over in the bowl. You know, if you did the math, it's probably 500,000 pounds a day.
Shane Price is the founder of Green Circle Salons, a Canadian company that helps salons recycle waste with a goal of diverting 95% from landfills. It's a turnkey system where participating salons charge a small eco fee to clients, like a buck or two, to cover the cost of shipping hard to recycle items to Green Circle for processing.
We have 16,000 plus what we call waste warriors, so salon professionals. That probably represents somewhere in the neighborhood of 4,000 plus salons. And so we've created a really cool and simple system. And I can tell you, I know the salons in Boulder and in Colorado, they really embrace the program and they're huge champions. They're waste warriors, right, through and through.
One of those Boulder waste warriors is Tara Spies, a senior stylist at Zinke Hair Salon, which has made protecting the environment a top priority of the business. Tara is so on board with the program, she calls herself a Green Circle Salon Ambassador.
They take pretty much anything that we can't recycle here, and they're able to recycle that for us.
Tara takes me on a tour through the salon to show how Zinke has seamlessly integrated the program, starting with a stop at a wall with box upon box of hair dye in shades of blonde, red, and brown.
Yeah, it's interesting because you look at it and you say, oh, wow, it's a lot of colors. But then if you think about it, it's a lot of cardboard and metal and plastic.
Waste haulers in the city of Boulder take all the hair the salon generates as compost, but the rest goes to Green Circle.
They actually rinse out, they wash and recycle all of our color tubes along with the foils, because, you know, when there's color in there, you can't just send it to a regular aluminum recycling center.
Yeah. So I never knew how dye came. You know, I don't know what I thought. I don't work in a salon, so I had no idea what. So they come in boxes, and then there's tubes inside, like kind of like a tube of toothpaste.
Yep.
And then the whole tube with the leftover, whatever remnants, goes to Green Circle. Do you know exactly what they do with it?
I don't know exactly what they do with it.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, that's to me, I'm recycling, I'm like, oh, that's what it is. We've covered maybe one out of like six bins.
Oh,
so
my.
Come with me.
In the break room, there are several receptacles. A first is marked City of Boulder Compost and takes not only the hair, but also food waste. There are three other bins for items to be sent to Green Circle, one of which is labeled Waste to Energy, where garbage is diverted from landfills to produce renewable energy.
Waste energy is for things like waxing strips, nail files, nail polish, bottles, gloves, cotton swabs, cotton wipes, balls.
It's also hard to miss in the break room that there are about a dozen mannequin heads that stylists use to practice on. Their stares are a bit unnerving, but Tara says they too can go to Green Circle.
Believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
They can recycle a mannequin head.
Well, if you think about, look at all these mannequin heads. They gotta go somewhere.
But where exactly does it all go?
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash.
So what exactly happens to the hair color? What do they really do with the foils, plastic, and aerosol cans? On Green Circle's website, it says it goes to recycling and chemical waste facilities, clean energy producers, biocomposite plastic producers, and more. So I asked Shane about speaking with one of their partners to follow the waste on its journey.
But are there specific companies that you're working with that you're able to share, or is that proprietary?
It's a good question. It's a great question, Franny. I don't know what's proprietary. And to be very honest, I don't know that I could name the company. I want to say, if I was putting it out there, it's probably Covanta that we work with in Canada. Covanta is the company, I'm pretty sure of it. And in the US, I'm not at liberty to say the company that we work with.
While Tara and salons aren't privy to where the waste goes, Green Circle does offer their members a green guarantee that they have thoroughly investigated all of their partners to ensure all the touch points of the waste journey are sustainably managed. That green guarantee comes from a company called Carbon Trust.
And Carbon Trust does an audit, a full audit on our chain of custody of all of our waste. And they either certify you as this is legitimately what happens, i.e. 100% of the waste you take away does not go into landfill and it follows the sort of processes that you describe, or you don't get that certification.
Back in the late 1980s, President Reagan used the phrase trust but verify in his discussions with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in negotiating a nuclear arms agreement.
We have listened to the wisdom of in an old Russian maxim. The maxim is dovyai no provyai. Trust, but verify.
The idea was you take someone at their word, but you perform your due diligence. In that spirit, I contacted Carbon Trust to verify Green Circle certification, and they responded that they don't provide specifics about named clients or projects. As far as Covanta, the company Shane mentioned working with in Canada, I arranged an interview with its CEO, only to have it canceled the day before. A company representative wrote in an email that they could not directly connect Green Circle to their facilities, adding it might be a small amount that's a little hard to trace. There can be legit reasons for this. Green Circle might want to protect the research and development they've invested in from being snagged by competitors, one of which is a new company called Salon Cycle, which, in an interview, also declined to disclose specifics about waste they collected. So, is recycling an act of faith? Like Tara at Zinke Salon, we dutifully sort our plastics and paper and put them in the proper bin. We just trust that it's not going into landfills, but who has the time or inclination to check? A popular TV advertisement airing in the late 1950s was for Miss Clairol. It promoted ladies' hair color and featured a pretty woman gazing in a mirror while a narrator ponders in a hushed tone.
Does she or doesn't she? Does she or doesn't she?
Hair color by Miss Clairol looks so natural, only her hairdresser knows for sure.
The premise was that it's a secret if she were a natural blonde or true redhead, and frankly, none of our business. But in some ways, it's like the beauty waste programs. They look good on the outside, and everyone, the salons, the clients, we all feel good believing it. We buy in because they're solving a big problem, and we can look ourselves in the mirror for doing our part. But a question lingers. Is that beauty only skin deep? Only recyclers know for sure. In Boulder, Colorado, I'm Franny Halperin. With your sexy hairdo, put it on display.